You know, one of the cool things about this music that we all gravitate toward, this world of jazz, is that many times people can come together, as Coltrane might say, at a moment's notice and make incredible music. You know, that's the way it looks on paper. Many times it's not that way at all. So when it is a special event. And here this morning at WBGO, it is one of those special events. A collective of great players, each one a leader in their own yard, coming together to share a like-mindedness for the world of jazz. Josh Lawrence on trumpet, Roxy Koss on saxophone, Ben Galise on vibraphone, Theo Hill on piano, Peter Brendler on bass, Vinny Sparaza on the drums. Straightforward, you betcha. New faces in one of the only places you will hear this kind of music. WBGO, please welcome New Faces. Thank you. If you're just joining us, you are listening to WBGO. I am Gary Walker. It's a live session this morning here at Jazz 88, and we are featuring the group New Faces from a new recording entitled Straightforward. Vinnie Speraza on the drums, and Peter Brendler on the bass, and Theo Hill smoking at our Steinway grand piano over there, Van Galise on vibraphone. He wrote the piece you heard, and Roxy Koss on saxophone, and trumpeter Josh Lawrence coming together for a new record called Straightforward. Here with us this morning at WBGO, tonight on stage at Jazz Standard in New York City, and for you folks of Old Lyme, Connecticut way, they're going to be up at the side door on Friday night, and I thought we'd chat for just a moment with Ben, for example, who wrote the piece that we heard called Follow Suit. Ben's the New Jersey native, so I picked on him first. Thank you for joining us this morning,
great
man. We appreciate
here.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Follow Suit, what was the inspiration for that, too?
Well, it's actually, you know, a lot of tunes, when I write them, they often come to me quickly. And this one I kind of sat on for a couple months, just kind of didn't know what to do with it. Didn't really play it with anyone. And then I just figured, well, it's kind of incomplete, but let me see what it sounds like. And I started to play it. I was like, wow, it's fine the way it is. You know, I was kind of searching for something different with it, but, you know, nothing came to me. And so the title of it, Follow Suit, just kind of came out of like this, I don't know what you want to say, but I always feel like there's a pressure on a composer, like, oh, well, if this tune doesn't do anything different, maybe it's not worth keeping. But as soon as I played it, I was like, well, it seems worth keeping after all. So I was just trying to come up with a composition that wasn't necessarily earth-shattering or anything like that. And that's kind of why I just came up with that name, you know, kind of just follows suit with the music that I like.
Now, Ben, you have three or four records out as a leader. What was it? Was it Mark Free that suggested the collective to all the members of the group here today? And what was the attraction for somebody like you?
Well, I mean, the attraction was obviously working with these great musicians. I mean, Mark put it together, and I think we all jumped at the opportunity. We all knew each other, and some of us had played off and on. For example, Josh, we played off and on for many years now, knew each other from, you know, even from Jersey. You know, I spent a lot of time in Philadelphia. Josh went to school in Philly. We used to play a lot back in the day. So we knew each other for a while. I was excited to get to play with Josh
sure, Peter,
again.
Peter and Vinny, too, same kind of situation. We're on records together, sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They have a great rapport together, and, you know, I think we've all played with each other in some capacity. So I think that was just the attraction, that somebody was putting this project together and it was an opportunity for us to play together and record.
Well, I got to tell you, man, and we talked to you, you know, before we got started here this morning, I got to tell you, there's an organic nature to this group that, you know, you cannot take for granted because it doesn't always happen that way. You know, we were talking earlier about, you know, an NBA All-Star team. You know, they come together and you see all the names and you go, right. Why isn't it more than this? But this is more than that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there was definitely, you know, as soon as we started rehearsing and putting things in place for the album, there was definitely, you know, after playing the first tune, well, this is easy. Like, it was, you know, nice energy happening right away.
The group is New Faces. The recording is called Straightforward, and we're going to go straight now to a piece written by the bassist in the group, Peter Brendler, and then we'll chat with him for just a moment. The music you're hearing today on WBGO is made possible by our contributors to this public radio station. I'm Gary Walker, and this New Faces, Straightforward, the new recording, and straight up tonight at Jazz Standard in New York City, and then Friday night at the Side Door in Old Lyme, Connecticut. Let's enjoy again New Faces on WBGO. Thank you. It's WBGO. I didn't have to say that, did I? You know when it sounds this hip, it's got to be BGO on the radio. And the cool thing about what you just heard right there, that's a piece called Split the Difference. And it features one of the members of New Faces who we're chatting with and listening to this morning on WBGO, the bassist Peter Brendler, who's been around for a while. He's played with other folks. Maybe you know some of his work, say, for example, with guitarist Ben Bonder and other folks, too. He wrote that piece of music, and before we got going here this morning, they were running it down, and he goes, you know, I've never really played it like that before. And that's what's cool about In the Moment and in this music in general. And it's also what's so great about this working band. Right, Peter?
It is indeed. And it's interesting. You asked Ben earlier, you know, what the attraction was. And obviously, it's great to play with these musicians. And as Ben had mentioned, several of them I'd worked with before, but not so closely, maybe. And what's really cool is the input that people give to the music. Theo has some really great ideas, especially a lot of times. And so when we first got together, we were all kind of searching for music to play, trying to sort things out. And it's really great to have a lot of people with strong ideas, but also willing to compromise and also very creative ways of arranging pieces. So that particular piece I'd always played as a bit fast. And upon getting together this morning, we realized we had too much fast music. So Theo suggested, hey, why don't we take it down and play it as a medium swinger? And I said, well, I've never done it before, but I think I might keep doing that because it's a lot easier that way.
You come into this group with some experience that started for you. Am I right, in the Baltimore area?
I did. I grew up in Baltimore. Yep. I left Baltimore relatively young. I left there when I was about 16 and lived a bunch of different places. But I've now been in New York since 2001. So this is kind of more home than Newark, I know we're in. But New York is more home than anywhere else at this point.
Oh, that's great. And as you come to New York, how does the energy of a place like New York City... You know, I can tell you, based upon tempos and tunes, I was talking about one morning, Michelle Camilo was down here on the air, and he took a tune, Why Not? And he said, you know, when I started this tune, it was like a stride piano piece. But when I got to New York City and I heard the rumble of the trains and the buses and, you know, just the energy and the rhythm that you can hear if you stop and listen long enough in New York City, it affects one's music. Do you find that true for you?
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. I actually saw some music last night, and it made me realize and feel so grateful, even after all the time I've been here, still how wonderful it is to be in this city where you can go out any night of the week and hear incredible musicians playing with a certain level of energy and command of the music. That I, you know, it's hard pressed to find anywhere else. And I think New York and the life and the compromises and the stresses of the city ultimately feeds the music and brings out a different energy than you might find in other places.
I got to tell you, man, even before the advent of the internet, for a radio station like WBGO that's been in existence since 1979, you betcha geography played a big part in the success of this place. Because it's the jazz capital of the world, and people, you know, they rallied. And now people from all over the world want to get that feeling for what you just described as an everyday thing in New York City.
It's irreplaceable.
And they come and they listen to WBGO in order to get that. Peter Brendler. And speaking of live music, how about tonight? Jazz Standard, New York City.
We can't wait. Hope to see you there.
Straightforward. Is going to be happening. New Faces, the group, and Peter Brendler, the bassist, Vinny Esperanza on drums, Theo Hill on our Steinway grand piano, Ben Galise on the vibraphone, Roxy Koss on the saxophone, and Josh Lawrence on the trumpet. And speaking of Josh Lawrence, we're now going to move to one of his compositions. I should mention this new recording, for the most part, has the individual's own compositions featured throughout, but there are some label mates who also contributed some things, and then people that you might know about, like Herbie Hancock and stuff, where they put new clothes on classics like King Cobra. The band is New Faces tonight, live at Jazz Standard in New York City, and Friday night at the Side Door in Old Lyme, Connecticut. And we're going to listen to Josh Lawrence's composition. This is a piece called Agent Orange. It's New Faces. It's live on WBGO, and we thank you for supporting this music. cool thing, and you just heard it, big time, is that when there's a collective that comes together, or a collective that's manufactured or brought together, someone else's idea, as opposed to the organic state of the individuals making the music, this is what you usually get. Head, solo, 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 head, out. But that's not what you just heard. And that was a piece by the trumpeter in our feature this morning at WBGO. New Faces. I want to chat a moment with the trumpeter and the cat that wrote that piece of music. You just heard Agent Orange. And that was Josh Lawrence. Josh, thanks for coming down here this morning.
Thanks for having me.
You're an interesting story. You spent time in South Jersey, went to school in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. spent time, like a lot of the folks here, in New York City. But your time in Poland mm-hmm. is an interesting time for you in terms of how you approach this music and how you communicate this music, because mm-hmm. Poland was a place for years, I hear Michael Born tell these stories, mm-hmm. where the music was verboten.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah. A lot of the clubs, we were discussing this earlier, in the town that I was in, there's a club there called Jazz Pod Filarami, which means jazz underneath the columns. And you hear, there's a lot of clubs in Poland that are pod something. There's one in Krakow called Pod Banarami, which is underneath the ram. And basically throughout, when Poland was under deep communism after World War II, a lot of jazz was, like you said, verboten. It was illegal to play it, to broadcast it, to listen to it. So in these clubs were really the place where people were able to express their freedom. And jazz kind of was a representation of that to people in Poland. And so to this day, jazz holds a really important cultural place there as far as American music being exported there, and also homegrown music as well. There's a lot of great Polish jazz that's coming out of that's been coming out since the 50s, really.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
On trumpet, a perfect example is Tomasz Stanko, who's an amazing trumpeter who had some time here playing with a bunch of different groups, but worked with Krzysztof Komeda, who is a great Polish composer, did music for a lot of Roman Polanski films. And yeah, it's an interesting place. Yeah, and a lot of respect for the music.
And that would inform, and I can hear that kind of attitude in a piece like Agent Orange. Mm-hmm. When did you write that? What was the scenario for that?
So that was post-election. So I did two records with Positone. The first one was Color Theory, and we did that before this last election. And Contrast came out a year later. And Contrast really was me looking back at my thoughts from Color Theory, which were a little more optimistic, would you say? And Contrast was a bit more on the pessimistic side, at least as far as how I split it up. So half the record was writing music based on the painting of Wassily Kandinsky. And then the second half was just things on where we are in America as a culture and in the world. And Agent Orange has obviously the band being Color Theory, we took colors and wrote pieces on it. But Agent Orange obviously has a double meaning. First of all, being the weapon used in the Vietnamese War.
Sure.
And also in relationship to our current president and the vitriol in which he has expressed himself during the election really informed what we did. And that piece in particular came about from the NFL protests with Colin Kaepernick, really. And when everything was going around with the debates about the national anthem, you know, I was a little uninformed about the lyrics of the national anthem, but there are pretty suspect lyrics in there. And there's a whole section that's not really used in the normal, what we normally hear in the national anthem, that's really about killing slaves that are going over to fight for the British during the war in the early 1800s. So I took the national anthem, reversed it, and put it in a minor key, and that was Agent Orange. And we just decided to have it be complete bombast from top to bottom.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
But yet at the same time, there's a unity which may be missing outside of the music, mm-hmm. but there's a unity within the music.
Of course.
That I think causes many people, not just musicians, mm-hmm. but many people that appreciate the arts and mm-hmm. find refuge mm-hmm. in the arts mm-hmm. and go to the arts
yeah.
to find hope, mm-hmm. solution, perhaps a better day.
Yeah, I agree.
Certainly.
I mean, I think even in our disunity, sometimes that's where we can find common purpose, and which can really bring us together in a lot of ways. And hopefully, in a sense, I think it's hopeful. Yeah.
I agree, and especially with what I've just heard. For those of you that are just listening and just tuning in, we're chatting with members of New Faces. There's a new recording entitled Straightforward, and these are faces that are all leaders in their own right. And we just chatted with and heard from trumpeter Josh Lawrence. Vinny Spiraza is the drummer who's been doing magnificently all morning long. Peter Brendler on the bass, Theo Hill at our Steinway grand piano, Ben Galise on the vibraphone, and a lady who is, I guess, the New York representative here this morning on this program, and that would be saxophonist Roxy Koss. Thank you for coming down here today.
Thanks for having us. It's a pleasure.
And being part of this. What is it that you found exciting, fulfilling for you within this collective of musicians?
Well, it's hard to add more than what's already been said, but I will reiterate just that each of these amazing musicians in their own right is somebody that I've either had the pleasure of meeting, playing with, or knowing about on the scene before this project, and really respected their own work. As you said, each of them are leaders in their own right, and to come together in a place where we're all leaders is a rare opportunity. Usually a lot of the musicians that I play with are primarily side musicians. And so to come together with other leaders, as Peter was saying, everybody has something very strong and creative to contribute, and that can lead to opening up everybody's music in a different way.
Your creativity was acknowledged at a very early age when you were honored with the ASCAP Herb Albert Composer's Honor, correct?
Yes, the Young Jazz Composer Award in 2016, which was a really great thing because it actually led to an opportunity to play at the Newport Jazz Festival with my band, the Roxy Koss Quintet.
A new recording, The Future is Female.
Yes.
Is out on Positone Records. And tell me something about the making of this record. How was it for you?
And similar to Josh's inspiration, the inspiration for this album was the last presidential election, and specifically the Women's March in 2017 following the election. And I just felt very depressed and hopeless after the outcomes of the election. And going to that march made me realize that I was not alone in that feeling, and there was an empowering factor, and set me on a trajectory to found a organization for women in jazz and make this album. And so all the tunes on the album are reflecting issues about equality, human rights, you know, my personal position as a feminist, but it also addresses universal issues of everybody having equal opportunities. And the tune that we're going to play is one of those. It's called Nasty Women Grab Back. And the march, when I attended, I went with my sister, and she was carrying a sign that read, Nasty Women Grab Back. And I thought that that was a great concept. And this tune was written for her. It's about her. So.
And whether you're a musician or not, because I talked to so many women in jazz, and they kind of shy away from, you know, being pigeonholed as a woman jazz player.
Right.
But a jazz player who is also a strong woman and takes it all in around her. And it informs, just like everybody else we've talked to today, it informs the music that you create.
Absolutely. And I think everybody brings their own story to tell. And that's what's so beautiful about jazz, is we're all celebrating our differences, and diversity creates something greater than sameness.
New faces who come together on a new recording called Straightforward. And tonight, you can experience this music live at Jazz Standard in New York City. And on Friday night, at the Side Door, which I've heard amazing things about. I've never been there yet. But Side Door up in Old Lyme, Connecticut. And this is a piece of music from Roxy's recording, also on the Positone record label, called The Future is Female. And ladies and gentlemen, for Morning Jazz on WBGO, Nasty Women, Grab Back. Thank you. I hope you found inspiration in that piece of music. New faces on WBGO this morning. Maybe new to you listening. Josh Lawrence on trumpet. Roxy Koss on saxophone, who wrote that piece of music. The Future is Female is a recording that she has out on the Positone record label. And it's interesting to note that inspiration many times is the motivation to the next level, whether you're a musician or not. Case in point, another tune on this record is entitled She Needed a Hero. So that's what she became. New faces, straightforward. Ben Galise on vibraphone, Theo Hill at the piano, and Peter Brendler on bass, and Vinny Esperanza on the drums. I'd like to get Mr. Hill up here for just a moment to chat a minute, and then also have Vinny come up here too, and chat too. Sure. Both of you guys, did you know each other? Because you both come from upstate New York. I know that's kind of a stupid question when somebody says, hey, I'm from New York. Really? Yeah, do you know Vinny? He lives down in the village?
That's a stupid question. Nothing stupid about that.
But there was a jazz scene. You know, Theo, you were telling me there was a jazz scene up where you grew up in the Albany area, right?
Small one, but yeah.
I used to hang out in Albany. I think I'm older than you. We haven't really had that kind of conversation yet.
No, we never really met before this project.
I'd heard him, though. I was stalking him. I knew about him. I don't think he knew about me. I knew about you.
Yeah.
But I used to hang out at Albany. I used to hang out at Justin's. Nick Brignoli. Remember Nick Brignola?
Sure.
How do you forget Nick Brignola?
Exactly.
Jack Fragamini. You know that name?
Rich Syracuse, but Rick
Montalbano. Fridays and Saturdays at Justin's. This is a very long time ago.
Yeah.
This is before the invention of the telephone. So, it was weird that I got there, but yeah, I used to hang out.
Well, you know, it's interesting because Theo and I were talking about, you know, up in the Catskills and the Poconos and talking about people like Peg Leg Bates. I mean, you know, the artistry that is apparent all around you. Well, he was a cat man that although he had he had an artificial limb, right? But you would see him much, and he built an empire, right? Dancing,
really?
He had like a what do I want to call it? He had like a place where people could go up in the hills.
A resort.
Yeah, resort.
Yeah.
There used to be, unfortunately, it's not this way anymore, but there used to be a really strong touring circuit from all the way down in the city. You could go all the way up to Boston, but you could go to rural areas and other small towns, all the way in upstate New York, all the way out to Buffalo. And in these small towns where black people ended up settling is where you had these end up small little pockets in these small communities who really would support the music.
See, this is amazing to me because this is a cat.
All over the United States, and cats would come from the city and get in bus or van tours or get in their cars, and they'd be able to stop at every little small town along the road.
And somebody like Peg Leg Bates was gone before you were born, right?
Yeah, but I kind of got a little taste of that. I'm playing downtown and downtown Albany, places like Justin's, people like Dave Calarco.
Oh, wow. You know him?
Right? And,
wow.
Yeah, there was a lot
Whoa.
Of cats. Nick Brignola was, of course, one of the most famous cats who lived up there, but I was a student of Lee Shaw. I was lucky enough to hook up with her when I was about 12 years old, and she's like my musical mother.
Now, talk about Lee Shaw. This is a lady who worked.
A woman from Oklahoma who made her way to New York City and worked, you know, in town for many years. She employed people like Paul Chambers, and eventually settled upstate, like many artists eventually do when they get tired of New York City.
Sure.
And she settled with her husband up there, and she was a student of Oscar Peterson, you know, and really a devotee to Bill Evans. And really just a wonderful woman and a very inspiring teacher. She was also the teacher to the great John Medeski.
Ooh, okay. And this is the kind of thing, folks, I ask this because this is the kind of thing that you need to know as appreciators of this music, that people who listen to this music and people who make this music, this is the kind of thing that's running through their head as they create this music, right? Yeah. So what I'm saying here is it's okay to look over your shoulder. You know, for Roxy Koss, I should probably mention that she probably growing up out there in the Seattle area, probably had a chance to listen to our sister station, KPLU, once upon a time. You know, second, the best is obviously right here, but they're pretty good too. Come on now. They're pretty good. And, you know, some of the rich history that that informs your music when you sit down at the piano, Theo. I mean, that's the kind of thing here. And Theo has a new record out that you're listening to on WBGO called Interstellar Adventures. And inside, he quotes Ray Bradbury. I like this. We are an impossibility in an impossible universe. Aren't we, though? And that's what brings us to the world of jazz, man. Is we got to have a way out, man. We got to have a vehicle sometimes.